Yeah, thank you very much, John. I'm here at the Northern Media Lunch at Aintree. I'm delighted now to be joined by trainer Jonjo O'Neill. Now, Jonjo, you never won the Grand National as a jockey, but you did win it as a trainer back in 2010 to give Sir A.P. McCoy his only win in the Grand National.
Yeah, it was a magical day, really. Fantastic. You know, he had a few goals, we had a few goals, and JP had a few goals, and, you know, it was great when it all came together, really. It was a magical day, day you'll never forget in your life, really, and just great to be part of it, you know.
Jonjo, tell me the story about when you walked the course once and you went to the canal turn. Tell the Radio Yorkshire listeners, I think they're going to like this.
Well, when I was riding, I wasn't very lucky in the race, really. In fact, I was very unlucky. And I was walking, came one day, and I had my two lads with me, and we were walking the track, and we walked all the way around to the canal turn, and then I turned around and came back, and I was telling them all how to ride it down long till then, and turned around and was walking back, and they said, "No, we're not walking the rest of the track." I said, "This is as far as I got, lads."
Fantastic stuff. So yeah. you've got two horses running the race this year. We'll start with Holywell, who we all know is a spring horse. He likes that better ground. He ran a cracker last week at Cheltenham in the Ultima behind the David Pipe horse on Thamesport 2. How do you rate his chance in the Grand National?
Oh, very good. He's a spring horse, as you said, and he loves. Hopefully the ground will be good. I think it will. He's in great order, as you say. He ran a blinder at Cheltenham. He's a little character now, so everything has to go according to plan for him, really. But if he takes to the place, he jumps, he stays. He's not the biggest horse in the world, but he's very cute. I think he's the ideal type of horse for the place, really. So he's in great order, and we're looking forward to running him, and hopefully he'll run a cracker, you know.
And the other horse in the field, Shut the Front Door, finished fifth in the race last year. A.P. McCoy's final mount in the race in the race last year, and he's going to race again this year.
Yeah, he's in great form. Again, he likes the good ground, loved it last year, jumped for fun. Didn't just get home, came to the Mellon Road and ran out of puff, really. Ran a little bit free, if you want to be critical, early on, and maybe took a bit more out of him, but I'm still in the back of my mind have a problem with him getting the trip, really. He'll get there, but whether he gets home or not, that's another story. But he's in really good form. Intended to give him a few runs this year to get the freshness off him, but the ground was so bad I couldn't run him, really. And I got one run into him at Newbury a few weeks ago, and he ran deplorable. I couldn't believe it. And then when we got him home, he had an abscess in both front legs. So we got that cleared up. He's in really good form at the moment, and he'll come here fresh and well. So hopefully he'll relax to the job this year, and he'll run very well.
Jonjo, thank you very much for your time, and the best of luck with both Shut the Front Door and Holywell in this year's Grand National.